We raised our company about 3 years ago, and we decided from the beginning to grow small, but to rather choose for quality than for quantity. So the two of us, Peter, my colleague, is our one and only developer, and I am the graphic designer. The reason why we started our company is because, as an interface designer, I definitely need a developer to make what I can create, and he needs me to make his applications look good. So, and in that way, I think we are really complementary in the way how we work, and we really believe, as we build interfaces, the developer and the designers should really work together very closely. So that's what we try to do. So we create and develop interactive user interfaces. We work for companies. We don't create our own products, but we develop interfaces for others. We try to keep the development to the top layer of the application, so we develop the interactivity and the communication with the base layer application, but we don't do the deeper development for which we would need more developers full-time at our company. So what we mostly do, we create desktop, mobile, and touch screen applications. We have applications that work on all three of them. We have applications specifically for desktop and specifically for touch developed. But what we would like to present to you today is an application for an interface for domotics. So our client, Cubus, is a hardware developer who develops hardware for smart home interfaces to enable you to turn on lights, to control the heating, control ventilation, to monitor cameras, etc. They asked us to create an interface enabled for touch and specifically for really low-end touch devices or built-in touch screens on the wall. But we would like to give a small demo first, and then we can talk about how we build it and why we made certain choices.
I will use the hardware button. Try to innovate. Yeah. I will just end this. So this is the general view of our smart home interface. As you can see, you can fully customize the interface as you want it. You can place the icons, you can choose your icons. Here you have an overview of our office. We're not connected live to the office in terms of controlling things. We are connected with the cameras, so you actually see our parking lot right now, so if someone would enter, we can see if someone is there, and we can open the door if the wireless network allows it. Here it's secured a little too good, so we can't connect it. We have chosen to simplify things. You see, if you open a device, you only see what is necessary. That's the same principle of the last speaker and everyone who has spoken here today. So if you open a light, you see what you can do. You can put it on, you can put it off, or you can just slide it. You have to bear in mind as well, we had to make this interface for a very low-end touch screen 3 years ago. The first specification was a resolution of 800 by 600. Right now the resolution is a lot bigger, and it didn't have any multi-touch. It also had to be able to be used by elderly people as well as high technical educated people who are used to in using iPads and slates and everything like that. So it has had to be very intuitive. If you open a light, you again see you can just put it on or off. You see the side menus disappearing as well. The heating, you can choose your program, which you have asked your installer, or you chose yourself which degree it is, or you can press it and choose it has to be a little higher or not, or change the program. Since we're not connected, it doesn't show the temperature that it shows. This is the same device as, for instance, a lamp, but we chose another icon, like the front door, and you can open the door so someone can enter it. You can choose how you categorize your groups. So since every home is different, the software had to be very adaptive as well. And our point of view, it had to look very good, because that's our selling point. Every software that we make, it has to look good, it has to be user-friendly. So we chose to make custom icons that user can choose between, that goes in the general theme, but they can't upload their own icons. In the previous software Cubus had, you could choose any image you want, and you ended up in a very terrible result. Don't give the end users too much freedom, or it will look ugly, and I won't curse. The second view is the floor plan. Again, this is totally vector-based, so whether you scale it to a very large screen or a very small screen, it always looks good, it scales, and it is used in the same way on every device. You can zoom into a general into a space of your floor plan, and then again you see the icons. You can press an icon in a certain place in the floor plan, and you can choose again to put it on or off. All the other icons will disappear again. So again, you have the same principle. You only see what you can do at that certain point of time. You can add multiple floor plans, and you can choose how you organize them. We chose to make that view as well, and also vector-based, because we saw that a lot of people wanted to just put their floor plan in a group and then put their icons on top of it. Again, it looked very ugly. So we chose to take that matter in own hands. The second big feature of the software is the eco dashboard, which allows you to see graphs of So the graphs enables you to see what is happening in your house. You can see how much electricity you use, you can see how good the air quality is, you can see the temperature, you can basically see anything that is connected to the system. And you can also see it in a certain point of time. So you can see the current electricity usage, but you can also see how much you have used. Right now you see Monday's 27th, so that was yesterday between 12 and 3 in the office, we used 1,440 watts. You can go a little more into detail, so you can see the bigger graphs. You can zoom in into a day. What? Today it has been synchronized or connected, but yesterday you can see that we started at 21.5 degrees, and then the temperatures rose a lot yesterday, so we ended at 24 degrees. Electricity usage, for instance, you can see which days we have been working hard and which days we have taken off, like on Thursday. You can drag between those different weeks. You can zoom in by clicking on the day. You can zoom out by clicking on the actual period and then see the full result of your electricity usage. You see that sometimes not all data is filled in. That's because we experiment with our own office, with our system. So sometimes we delete some data because we have been experimenting too much. And then the configuration part, I will let Sue explain, because we have adapted all the standard controls of WPF because of performance issues. We have made basically all the controls ourselves, because the first initial device and is still selling runs on Windows XP embedded with 1 gigabyte of RAM. And when you want to show this experience, this user interaction on such a low-end device, it has to be custom made in order to only have the functionality that you need and get rid of all the other functionality which might be useful in other cases.
One of the challenges we had was mainly the configuration part. For example, you have seen we can group devices like in a abstract group, but we can also have a floor plan. And one of the challenges we had is how people will enter their floor plan without using a mouse. That's why we developed a little wizard. So you can upload a floor plan of your house, and a JPEG or any image format. And then you can start to draw your rooms on it. So this is a little demonstration. And you just have to tap each corner of the room, and it will automatically fix the snap the points on a vertical and horizontal grid. And if you make a second room, it will automatically snap on the previous room, because your finger is not really a precise device. We have to help the user a little bit and snap it to each other. So now you see in about 1 minute you can draw your whole floor plan without connecting any mouse. Again, the text input is a little bit hard. That's why we have foreseen a keyboard button every time you have to input something. So this is one way how we made a custom control to enable the user experience. So our challenges were especially we wanted to make something visually attractive. If you had a look at the competition, most of the applications for domotics were really made by developers and not that user-friendly and especially not that good-looking. So we really wanted to use a technology that we could import all the vector graphics from Illustrator I made into the application. That was one really important issue. The performance was really important because we had to be compatible with Windows Embedded, and we needed a really easy setup because people would want to install it on their tablet, but on their home PC, on their work PC, and we wanted to avoid having to set up a 24/7 help desk for people helping to install the application. Then, as we have seen earlier today, we have a lack of precision with no mouse, we have no keyboard, we had to deal with a lot of different screen sizes. That's why we wanted to use a vector-based layout as well. And then, for usability reasons, we wanted to be able to create custom and touch-friendly controls to really provide each device with a custom icon so people can visually recognize what they are controlling. And it had to be scalable. So
the technology choice. When we first got the assignment, we were both quite good in programming for Flash ActionScript. So we knew that if we made a layout, we could do it in Flash. We knew that. What we also knew is that Flash only functions as a presentation layer. Right now, it has evolved a little bit more, but still, you can't access your USB drive directly. You can't just make a custom protocol, stuff like that, that has to communicate with. So you needed a communication layer in between Flash and the actual domotics to make it work. The advantage, of course, is that we could just copy-paste from Illustrator into Flash. We could use the designs without too much adaption, so we could be productive again. At that point, I'm talking about 3 years ago, WPF existed, but there wasn't a lot of documentation, and we didn't have any experience in WPF. I did have an education in .NET programming, so I knew the .NET framework, but actual XAML and languages, the advantages and disadvantages of XAML weren't clear at that point. We did know if we used the .NET framework, we could make a custom protocol, we could access the hard disk, we could access everything we wanted, so we didn't have to make an explicit layer that had to be installed separately, for instance. We actually chose for XAML and WPF because we found from Mike Swanson a conversion tool between Illustrator and XAML. So we could, again, copy-paste all the designs into Blend and into Visual Studio. And since we were using the .NET framework, we could have a multi-tier application, everything in the same language, without having to know different languages with one technology, and it would work, but only on Windows. So that was and is a disadvantage. For instance, iPads, the software won't run on that. This was the highest end device when we started that we could use. It still looks good. It's a little slow, but that was the device that we tested on and that we actually developed for. So we had the device next to us. We did some tests and made sure that everything that we programmed was responsive enough and that would work on that one. The software has been shown on different fairs. It's for sale right now by Cubus, by General Electric, by Jaga. We develop it for Cubus, and General Electric uses the full package of the hardware and our software in order to sell it in all different countries. And they are very satisfied. They asked us to do a second home automation project, so we are very satisfied that they took us along with their worldwide fair. This is Jaga, who also a Belgian company in radiator and ventilation, who uses the software for smart ventilation. Right now, you notice as well that this is too warm here, so the ventilation should work a lot faster and better. And they provide, together with the software, a system that ventilates when it's needed and doesn't ventilate when it doesn't need ventilation. Because in a classroom or a conference room like this, when a lot of people enter, the ventilation has to start working really a lot. But when no one is there, it doesn't need any ventilation. And in classical systems like this, ventilation is on or off, and you don't have any control over it. And this is me on a Belgian stand of Cubus, showing off the first release of our software a couple of years ago. Thank you very much. If you want, just come to us and talk to us, or you can contact us through our emails, which I hope you can read. It's simple. It's Peter at Altra and Seal at Altra.